Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
It sure is that time of the show. We have Mayan Mehta and Ryan O'Kane in the studio with me right now. How are you guys?
Hello, hello. Doing very good, thank you.
Amazing. So good to have you here. How are you, Ryan?
Yeah, good, thanks. Very good. You just spent the morning rehearsing, so nice to have a wee break.
Yes. Oh, goodness. You must be in full form going at it at the moment. So we're talking about Murder on the Orient Express today. It was originally a 1934 mystery novel by Agatha Christie, of course, which has been adapted for stage. For those who don't know the story, do you guys want to kind of speak to the premise of the play first?
Yeah, entirely. After you, man.
Sure thing. I love it. So it's obviously based on an iconic novel by Agatha Christie. So we're adapting the novel for the stage, and it's essentially a murder mystery on the train without wanting to give away too many details. It's a whodunit. There's some great character dynamics. There's some great comic relief. It's got everything you're kind of looking for when you want to come to the theatre. Set, you know, in the heart of the 1930s. So you get like amazing set design and costumes.
Oh,
and
great fashion.
Great. Oh, yeah.
In fact, it puts our level of fashion to shame.
Oh, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
The really? Details. Yeah, the details.
You guys
details.
Are pro-1930s fashion?
Yeah. I think we should bring it back.
I feel like such a slob getting out of those costumes into our own rags.
I feel less than. I feel inferior coming back to my regular self.
Great for your posture, too.
It is, isn't it?
Mm. Are you in, like, quite full-on suits?
I'm wearing a full bolt of tweed.
Oh,
at
wow.
One point, it's heavy
layers.
Tweed.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That will get hot. Mm.
The play is also set during like the middle of a snowstorm as well.
Of course.
So there's layers. But yeah, the layers add so much kind of so much depth and character, and it's a really cool experience if you want to be transported back in time.
For sure. And we were just talking about this off air, but you guys are into week 3 of rehearsing now.
Yes.
So it's kind of coming to fruition a bit, I guess. But I wanted to ask a little bit more about how Auckland Theatre Company has made its own adaptation of the play. Are there maybe some different interpretations that you've taken on in your own production for it?
I mean, yeah, on a base level, the number of characters have been reduced to sort of make that make a show like this viable, and I guess the story has been truncated like mildly a little bit.
Yeah, it's been adapted for the stage because obviously we probably wouldn't have enough time to explore the entire novel.
So.
But yeah, it's been simplified, and it's been kind of told in a way that allows the audiences to also remain in the mystery, even if you've read the novel or if you know of the story. The story kind of the play, you know, evolves in a way that you're kind of always on the edge of your seat. So it's done in a really good way. I actually saw this adaptation of it in the UK last year.
Oh, wow.
And it was phenomenal to see how they pulled it off. And it's going to be interesting to see, because I don't think our director saw that. So it's going to be interesting to see our interpretation, but also to be a part of it as opposed to being an audience member, which is what I did last year. Yeah. So yeah, that's basically in it.
It's very well put.
Is it? I don't know. I like to ramble sometimes.
No, for sure. And I'd love to hear about each of your roles in this production. Do you want to speak to who you're playing and maybe how you kind of prepared for those roles?
Yeah, I mean, we definitely want to avoid giving away any plot points.
Got to keep it a mystery.
That being said, pretty much everyone's a suspect. I'm playing a couple of characters. One of them is a Scottish colonel who has his own secrets, so definitely a suspect. Mayan, you're playing?
I'm playing Hector McQueen, who's the secretary to one of the characters, Ratchet.
Oh, yes, Ratchet's my other character. He's a mobster from Chicago.
So I'm playing, the secretary to the mobster, and I'm just sort of I'm always in your in Ratchet's shadow in a way, kind of doing whatever he needs. And
you're also a suspect.
I'm also a suspect.
Yeah, it's
everyone's
one of those,
suspicious.
Yeah, it's one of those great shows that at some point during the play, everyone, the light of suspicion has shone on them.
Mm.
Yeah, everyone has their own interrogation and every character has their own journey. So it kind of, it really puts your mind into overdrive, doesn't it?
Secrets within secrets. It's great.
Love it.
And you kind of spoke to playing a couple roles each there. Can you tell me a bit about, you know, how many people are involved in the cast? Who's involved in the play? Who are you collaborating on this with?
Yes, so is there, there's about eight?
I just counted nine.
Nine of us in the cast. So it's obviously directed by Shane Bosher, and we've got our set design by John Verrett, who's amazing, and our costuming by Elizabeth Whiting. So they're all kind of coming together. They're just part of the creative team behind the scenes. We've obviously got like sound design and our wonderful accent coach as well, who's been helping all our characters with our accents.
True.
Oh, yeah. Kirsten, I mean, it's Sullivan, like the United Nations of characters.
Yeah. So it's not just a cast that's coming together. We've got an entire team kind of supporting our every step. And then there's nine cast members.
Many characters.
Endless characters.
And actually, it's been talked about, even the train. Even the train is a character.
Really?
In many ways, yes.
How do you portray it? How do you embody a train?
Luckily, it has a voice, doesn't it?
Essentially. No, it's just, I guess, because the train is such a presence in the show, it does almost take on a character.
Wow.
Yeah. And what's going to be really cool to see visually is the transitions between the different compartments of the train and how we pull that off on stage, along with sort of video design and sound design as well. So it's a real experience in so many different ways.
Yeah. 100%. And for those who are going to the play, who is this kind of for? What kind of audience members is this really going to hit the spot for? Who are we thinking?
I think it's a wide spectrum.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
I mean, most audiences tend to really love a whodunit mystery, that sort of thing.
Murder mysteries.
But we've been told this is Auckland Theatre Company's fastest show in terms of selling.
Seats,
yeah. Wow. I forget what, it's like 70%, 60-70% sold out already.
Wow, that's incredible.
And we haven't really kind of...
I think it's speaking to a lot of people in terms of an audience, but I mean, I love murder mystery. I love watching murder mystery.
For sure.
So I would definitely go and see it.
Yeah. And there's obviously the Agatha Christie fans. I mean, if you've read all of her novels, you're going to be drawn to watching this. Like Ryan said, people into murder mystery. Anyone who kind of wants to escape the reality that they're in now and kind of be transported into transported back into time. On top of that, it's like a real theatrical experience with a huge cast and a lot of moving pieces, and there's music, there's kind of danger, there's comedy,
It has been talked about. This is meant to be an experience. You go along and you jump out of your own life for a couple of hours, and it's really, really good entertainment.
And you know what? We encourage you to dress up in your best 1930s attire.
Along
and be part of the experience.
Cravat,
the audience could be a suspect.
A cummerbund, some winkle pickers.
Winkle pickers? Yeah. I've never heard those two words combined.
Winkle pickers, they're a shoe.
It is
the shoe. They're amazing shoes. You go get yourself a pair of winkle pickers.
Pickleweezers.
There's probably a reason you're single at the moment. You don't have...
I know, winkle
pickers. Yeah, winkle pickers, man.
I know.
Pick those winkles.
Maybe that's what I'll keep on the apps. That's my profile.
Go on,
picture.
Trade me. Have a look. It's a subsection.
A picture of me on my winkle pickers.
We've gone too far.
Yeah.
This is niche. Very niche.
So there's going to be a lot of winkle pickers in the show.
There should be,
So, yeah.
Get amongst it.
I know.
That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
Well, it's been such a pleasure to speak with you both. Where can people get tickets? When is the show playing and where?
Well, because it's selling out, I'm thinking like the black market. It's going to be hard. People can get tickets by going to the Auckland Theatre Company website.
Beautiful.
You can just purchase them there. There's a couple of special shows as well being shown. There's a pay what you want night.
Gorge.
Which is great. There's also a couple of shows for the hearing impaired. Mm. There is a relaxed show as well for neurodivergent
audience
members. So, yeah, it really they're really catering for a lot of different audience members.
Mm.
Yeah, it's just atc.co.nz, I believe, and if you go to the What's On section, you'll see Murder on the Orient Express, and it is on from the 22nd of April to the 10th of May.
Amazing.
So, yeah, get your tickets ASAP.
Get them ASAP. Thank you both so much for coming in. It was such a pleasure speaking with you both.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Stage Direction.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.